today on Rocking the Suburbs.
It's time for Rocktober New Music.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to another week of Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster, and on behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome everybody to a week of Rocktober new music. Got a bountiful amount of picks in for Rocktober. Very excited about that. But before we jump into those, I want to thank everybody who contributed to our episodes up at Suburbs Fest, Maryland. Everybody who stepped up and recorded an episode with us. That was great. I want to thank you very, very much. Thought those came out really well. I want to thank Bud Verge and Nick Loss for bringing music to share with everybody. Just everybody that attended, and we really had a great time. I also want to thank very much Stephen Routledge and Mike Coley for putting together Metallica Week that was last week. Really got great feedback on that. That was really fun to listen to. And I want to thank those guys for recording those episodes, editing them, and putting them together. It was really, really great. And goes along very nicely with their Iron Maiden Week that they did. So if you hadn't heard that, make sure you go back and listen as well. And finally, I want to thank everybody who contributed to Rocktober New Music. Got a whole bunch of picks. And really appreciate you guys taking the time. Now's the time to start thinking about November new music. We'll do November new music sometime in early December. And then, of course, it's going to be time for everybody to start compiling their year-end lists of the best albums and songs that they liked in the year 2022 as we amazingly already draw to a close. So, without further ado, let's jump in with our usual opener and dig in to Rocktober new music.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, faithful interns, and now Nicholas Nygaard's one true friend, Shadow. It's Stephen Routledge here, calling in from Scotland with my new music picks for Rocktober. This is the first pick I've sent in since Suburbs Fest DC. I just want to say what a pleasure it was to meet so many of my music-loving friends in person, and the warmth of the welcome both I and my dad received was incredible. Thanks to all for making it such a great time. Special thanks to Jim and Patrick for putting it all on. To Andy DeBook for the use of his acoustic guitar, and to the great Frank Muffin for the use of their electric guitars. It was a trip that I'll never forget. Anyway, on to the new music picks. Despite excellent new music from Courtney Marie Andrews, Sharon Van Etten and Sloan, this community doesn't need any pointers for me to find them, as they're no doubt listening to them already. Instead, I'm going to start with the indie pop of Big Moon and the song Sucker Punch, from their album Here Is Everything. The lyric, negative thoughts come to you now like a drunk relative, can't get them out of your life, really hit home. And the minor key vibe and laconic vocals also work for me.
Bye.
Second is Haunting Her, the opening track from the eponymous debut album from Seattle's Cozy Slippers. With its Johnny Marr and Peter Buck-inspired guitar lines, Bangalesque multi-part vocals in the chorus, and Fanny-style melodies, the whole album is one for the jangle pop fiends out there. At 12 tracks and 36 minutes, it's a reminder of the sound of summer in a dark, wet Scottish autumn. Well, that'll do for this month. As ever, I look forward to hearing what my fellow listeners have chosen. Just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs. Day.
And the Suburbs community. This is Roger Grace in Montrose, Scotland, with my October new music picks. My first is from the Scottish indie band The Snuts, somebody who I got accustomed with from their headline set at the Transmit Festival in Glasgow during the summer, and thanks to the BBC Scotland's excellent coverage of that festival. It's from their new Burn the Empire album. It's a fantastic album, lots of great songs, but the song I'd like you to play is called Rodeo. I'd also like you to play the last 5 to 10 seconds of it as well, where they've just left the tapes rolling when they've finished, and they congratulated themselves on what they think was a good take.
I feel like I'm falling down a star. Left my righteous mind at the bar. Somewhere in late September, I was pretty fucked up. Left my righteous mind at the bar. Here we go, I left my details somewhere on the internet. In the spider's web, left you fatherless, and that car.
Okay, there's enough of that to work off it, though.
I'd like to give a couple of honourable mentions as well. The first is to Sigrid, the Norwegian Europop darling, who I'm off to see next week in Edinburgh for my first post-COVID concert. She's got an extended version of her album How to Let Go and a brand new song on that called Blue. The second is again from one of my favourite bands, The Answer. They're one of those bands who I've never understood why they weren't and aren't bigger than they are. They seem to support every big band on tours as well. Anyway, the boys have got a new album called Sundowners coming out in March next year. It's their first for 7 years, and they've released a track again for us called Blood Brother. Hope everyone's keeping well, enjoying the podcast and the fun that you all seem to have at Suburbs Fest as well. My second pick is from one of my all-time favourite bands, Rival Sons, who I've been fortunate enough to see a couple of times. They've got a new album called Dark Fighter, which is not out until March 2023, but they've released Nobody Wants to Die as a single for us now. I can't wait till it comes out in March next year. And I'm sure I'll be talking a lot about it when it does come out. Jay Buchanan's voice is as great as ever, and I'm going to be audacious to say this is already looking like it will be my Song of the Year pick. Hope everyone's keeping well, enjoying the podcast and the fun that you all seem to have at Suburbs Fest as well. That's it for me until next month. Bye.
Patrick and Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is Bob Peterson, and I'm calling in with my October new music pick. The album is Prism, the debut for Say She She. This is a girl group with three amazing singers who named their band after the song La Freak by Niles Rogers' band Chic. They are aptly named because they capture that late 70s discotheque vibe. Their Bandcamp bio describes them as discodelic soul, which is accurate. They feature breezy harmonies over tasty grooves with a great neo-soul production. They sound vintage yet vibrant. It comes as no surprise that they are from the coal mine stable of artists. I want to feature the title cut from the album, also named Prism. And please enjoy this album. If you like neo-soul, I think this will be right up your alley. Enjoy.
Patterns in mind, versions aside.
Nygaard's one true friend, Shadow.